tickets are disappearing fast for this year's Celtic Colors International Festival. This year marks the 30th edition of Celtic Colors, with 52 concerts and over 275 cultural experiences planned for the week-long event starting October 10th. However, tickets are selling out fast for the 52 concerts scheduled for this year. 16 of the shows have already completely sold out, with many others with only single-digit numbers of tickets left. Celtic Colors box office manager Andrew Gregg spoke about the shows that are selling out.
It's a fantastic lineup this year. So obviously you've got, it varies so much from show to show. Where we offer so much of a variety of Celtic music, you know, if you're a big bagpipe fan, we've got some of the bagpipers all come out. Cape Breton Fiddlers, that always brings out a big crowd. You know, it's a combination of locals showing up for local artists and international travelers coming and getting a taste for the local artists, but also the international artists that we've brought here.
Tickets for Celtic Colors had only been on sale for less than a day when news of the 16 sold-out shows hit.
Well, it says get your tickets quick. That's what it comes down to. I mean, yesterday I was here at 6 a.m. and there was already a lineup at the building for people looking to buy tickets. So the sooner the better. We've got 16 sold-out shows and another 5 with single-digit ticket availability. So if there's anything that piques your curiosity, go online or come on down to the box office and we'll get you some tickets. Buy early, buy often.
Many lined up to get their tickets in person the morning they went on sale at the box office at the Eldwick Arts Centre in Sydney, including Anne Frances Gillis, who arrived at 5:30 a.m. and shared how she was feeling and why she came out.
Wonderful. We work with Celtic Colors and also do site managing, so the concerts that we don't get tickets for are not working, we get tickets. This is the 20th year of working.
A crowd of close to 50 people showed up in person the morning tickets went on sale, hoping to secure their tickets early for October's shows. Gregg discussed how they're feeling now that they're starting to ramp up to the event.
Oh, feeling great. We're seeing improvements year over year. Obviously, there was so many music festivals that didn't necessarily make it through COVID, or the years coming out of that were so tricky. So just seeing the growth that we are is something we're incredibly pleased with.
You can find out more about the Celtic Colors International Festival, including a full schedule and ticket information, on their website. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.